Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. I see you're happy today, Anthony.
Well, there's a lot going on in Mayor Jeremiah Healey's backyard out in Jersey City.
No.
You know, we've been talking for a year and a half with this show about how the shitbags are really lowering themselves by, you know, breaking into people who supply basic needs and necessities,
yeah,
and stealing and robbing. And here we have Jersey City. The firemen leave the firehouse to respond to an emergency call, and the shitbags broke in and stole all the firemen's personal stuff.
Oh, man.
Okay?
Right in Healy's backyard.
Yes. Now, for a lot of you people that live in the middle America or breadbasket, and you don't deal with stuff like this, volunteer fire departments leave their doors open when they go out on a call. This is what we've come to in this animalistic society that we live in now. It's not. Wouldn't even be surprising if we find out a false alarm was pulled to get them out of the firehouse.
Right, right. It was a guy on a bicycle or something.
Yes.
Right?
So he went in. He got iPods, car keys, and some other personal items. But I mean, holy shit! You know, talk about taking the wind out of the sail of the firemen.
Right. Exactly. They're out running into burning buildings, and the neighborhood is thanking them by ripping them off.
Correct. Now, I wanted to talk about that other thing, but I wanted to skip it. And stay on Jersey City, Sandy. It seems that Mayor Healey has something to be very proud about.
Yes, his son, who actually is a fireman, huh?
His 36-year-old son, who's a fireman in Jersey City, who was at the father's bar, or his bar, called Healey's.
Yeah, two sons on the bar.
That's where you buy one and get 14 free. Okay?
Geez, Mayor Healey owns a bar.
Yes. Oh, imagine
that. Is it a profitable bar?
Imagine that. That's like a rooster owning the hen house.
Yes.
It can't be profitable. Can't be profitable. Dad, get out from under the tap.
Oh,
Dad, get out. You're the mayor. Get out from under the tap.
Be mayor.
It's like milking a goat, Jimmy. So, so his son, some
I can't get that visual out of my head.
Some melee ensues at Healy's in Jersey City, spills out into the street. Some guy driving by gets out because it involves a friend of his or something. Healy's son slaps somebody. Cops get involved. This guy bites three of Healy's son's fingers. When I first read the article, I thought it really bit them off, which would have been incredible. But he bit his fingers and drew blood. Like he must have been punching him or something. The only thing he can grab. But anyway, this guy put three of Healy's son's fingers in his mouth and bit him pretty hard. And of course, there's no charges against the Healey dynasty.
No, of course not.
It would be like the Kennedys in Massachusetts.
The other guy was rotting in jail.
Alcohol, bridges, and deaths or something, we don't really care. And so anyway, to make a long
story.
Only
a few people died.
Correct. So it's not significant. And so here we go. Bar fights in Jersey City. While we're on the subject of Jersey City, a big shout out to Andy Pinelli.
Pinelli.
Just had another surgery, and hopefully everything's okay with F and Pinelli.
Excellent.
I hope so. Now, I got one to really be pissed off about. This is bothering me. In Bridgeton, New Jersey.
Oh.
Some asshole with a pellet gun shot a 7-month-old puppy, went through the lungs, and killed a dog.
How ridiculous.
All right. Now, I would like 15 minutes with this Michael Vick type person.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I'd fix him really, really good. But here's the deal. The ASPCA officer, here's how misinformed people are in New Jersey. For you out-of-staters, you should be thinking about this. Okay? What did he say? He said one of the scary things about it is that pellet guns do not need to be registered.
Yeah,
okay?
It's sad because they could track it down if it was registered.
Yeah.
This is New Jersey. Slingshots are illegal. Pellet guns are considered firearms.
And for you listeners out of state, just so you know it, pellet guns and BB guns in New Jersey need to be registered. And if they're handguns, we need a pistol permit and a background check to
they're
buy
They're laughing.
Them.
You hear the laughter?
I know they're laughing. But, you know, it's incorrigible whoever shot the seven-month-old puppy. I would like about 15 minutes with that person,
animals.
Okay? They would be shitting through their left armpit when I'm done with them, okay?
There's another visual I'm looking
okay.
at in my head.
Yeah, when I'm done with them, they would have to eat through their rectum. So, because anybody that picks on animals, children, the old and the infirm, I'm not a big fan of.
Sick and twisted individual.
Yeah. So, hopefully they'll get caught. But really, what'll happen?
Right.
What'll happen? Nothing. Here's a $200 fine. Don't do it again. Yeah. Parents will take their iPod Shuffle away for 3 days and only adhere to it for about 4 hours.
Well, here, murderers get off in 18 months. So
we need a room in prison.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, too. For what, we don't know.
You know who's been really quiet lately? Governor Krispy Kreme. I mean, Christie.
Yeah.
He's been really quiet. What's going on?
I don't know. Maybe he got spanked.
You want to know who's not being quiet? Our buddy Rahm Emanuel in Chicago.
Yeah.
Did you hear this new thing they want to do?
It's great. I like it.
They're going to use Twitter to end gun violence in Chicago. Okay?
He's taking it right out of the book of our illustrious mayor of Newark.
They had a violence forum, which must have been funny. I would love to have mugged the people there.
Exactly.
I thought this was a violence forum. It's an anti-violence forum? Sorry about that. Here's ice.
How to? Here's some ice.
So they had a contest to come up with how to end gun violence, and one of the submissions was to tweet. So they're going to tweet because of the potential power of social media. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, shitbags don't give a shit about Twitter. Excuse me, ma'am. Give me your purse or I'll shoot you. Hold on. I'm tweeting this.
Yes.
Okay? I just tweeted this, kind sir. If they find out, you will go to jail. Boom.
Yeah,
thank
they're
going
to tweet their ideas of how to stop gun violence.
Yeah, everybody's going to tweet away.
Well.
Tweet my ass, okay? Tweet. Nothing says stop violence better than a muzzle stuck in somebody's face. Okay?
I want a t-shirt with that on it.
We could have that made.
We could. Nothing stops gun violence better
than a gun stuck in your face.
I like that.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it!
So, did you see what's going on in Patterson?
What? Oh, listen to everything. There's a sex assailant running around, but this one's great. Paterson, New Jersey. This is what we deal with in New Jersey, okay? This guy, drunk driver, killed someone.
Yeah.
He's found guilty of vehicular homicide, and he was sentenced to a whopping 4 years in prison.
Of which he only has to serve 85%.
85% of his sentence, and then his license is suspended for 10 years after that.
Wow, that's terrible.
He killed someone.
How can we? It's inhumane.
He killed a 22-year-old girl who will never have her life back, whose parents and family are scarred for life. And this, I'll have to say it, this scumbag, driving drunk, killed somebody, and he's going to do 4 years in jail. Maximum he'll do is 3 years in jail, Sandy.
Catch and release.
3.5 years in jail, and then his license is suspended for 10 years. It's amazing. Now, what if a gun was involved, Sandy?
Well, if a gun was involved, then...
It would have been more than 4 years. It
would have been life.
So if I kill somebody with a car, which is an innate object, 6,000 pounds, right?
Right.
If I kill somebody with a car and drunk, I get 4 years in prison. So what if I get liquored up and take my gun and go shoot somebody randomly on the street?
Well, that's a whole different thing. Guns are violent.
You know, guns are violent. Cars aren't violent. Cars are transportation.
Cars,
see, because guns have no other purpose, is what they're saying, except for bad
things. Except to kill people.
Yeah, we don't think about guns because of the good things. This, I'll tell you what, I would love to contact his family. They have to want to appeal this or something. How does a judge in a clear conscience give a sentence like that?
Well, that's this is a judicial system in New Jersey. It's just...
Now, if it was the judge's daughter that was killed, you think he would have gotten 4 years in prison?
That might be a different story.
Oh, okay. So some people are more equal than others?
Yes, of course. Everybody's equal under the sun. Some are just more equal.
Is that how that works?
Yes.
So some people are more equal than others.
That's how it works in Washington.
Don't you really got to love this shit that we have to deal with? But I'll tell you what, I learned some tips on ABC News. Did you see this one?
No.
A convicted TSA officer reveals all of his secrets of thefts from the airport.
Okay. Is he going to do seminars now that he's out of prison?
He stole $800,000 worth of swag from
this
passengers' luggage and stuff
a pro.
From Newark Airport. Okay.
Look at this quote. You know, it's very commonplace,
Listen,
he says.
Over 4 years, he stole $800,000 worth of stuff. Okay.
Wow.
Is that nice or what? Cameras, video games, laptops, jewelry, cash. He stole it all, and he shares it. And it's in the national media where everybody gets to see it and share it. All of the secrets. Just Google when you get home, ladies and gentlemen. TSA. And speaking of Google, real quick, Facebook. The Facebook listeners have spoken. And next week, Sandy will be replaced with a chia pet of Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo?
Yes. It's on our Facebook. It's on the Gun for Hire Radio Facebook page,
Sweet.
By the way. Scooby-Doo haired chia pet is going to take over for Sandy's spot.
Man, and I voted for Winston.
Nope. So, TSA. So, what happened with the TSA, Sandy, with the president of the Hornets?
Vice president of the Hornets decides to land, unfortunately, to play here in New Jersey. And he lands and he's got a pistol.
Well, he was coming from Louisiana, where it's legal.
Where it's legal. Got to New Jersey, where it ain't legal. And they arrested his ass.
But did you hear what they did?
No.
There was no criminal intent, and he didn't do it on purpose, so they released him.
They released him?
Yes. Listeners, Gun for Hire Radio listeners across the country and across the world, Simon and company over across the pond, do you know what would happen to a normal law-abiding citizen if TSA found a loaded or unloaded gun in our bag?
You mean if he didn't run a basketball team?
Correct. But because he ran a basketball team, they released him.
Nice.
Because there was the Attorney General, Jeff Chisea, who's against guns in New Jersey, released him because it was an accident.
It was an accident.
It was an accident.
Ah.
Yeah, it was an accident.
Yeah, so how much campaign contribution was given by the Hornets to the Chisea campaign?
Isn't that really great, though?
Oh, wow.
Meanwhile, Gary Smith flew with a gun, and I have friends in TSA. I ordered a full cavity search for him. And
you do train a lot of TSA people.
The guy that gave Gary the cavity search put the rubber glove on up to the armpit, by the way.
Like the veterinarians?
Yes. Gary is now home listening to show tunes, and he's going to the opera tonight.
And he has a new love for Barbara Streisand songs.
I laugh so hard, I'm coughing. I'm
I
sorry.
See that.
Sorry,
You're
Gary. You know I love you. So, you want to talk about exporting shitbags?
Oh, well, let me tell you.
We
have gotten enough of them, so we're sending them out to Alaska, apparently. Did you see these two clowns?
Unbelievable.
They're two brothers from the same mother, but raised by different families.
Of course.
And they are they were terrorizing Alaska. We sent them up there. They first went on, what did they do? They robbed a company that they both worked for. And stole about $50,000 in cash and about $800,000 in bearer bonds, which the morons actually believe are worth something now. And then they went on a junket to
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Yeah,
These guys were going to cabins, seasonal cabins and vacation cabins in Alaska, and smashing the doors and robbing one cabin
and just
after
shooting
another.
Them up and robbing them and stealing.
They were raised
their crap.
In New Jersey and they went to Alaska and. They're just a huge crime spree. Go flying around on vacations. They were raised by different mothers. They were separated when they were young in foster homes and stuff, and they were adopted out. So obviously they had some trouble in their background, but obviously the foster homes couldn't do anything about it. But they all ended up, both of them hooked up together, the brothers, and they've been on this huge, huge crime spree. And, you know, not that crime is non-existent in Alaska, but see, this is what we talk about, how you never know. Like, I'm so tired of hearing, Jimmy was doing a class this morning, and a woman said, well, I live in Florham Park. It's a nice neighborhood. I'm not worried about anything going to happen. Boy, don't you want to just, like, jump off a chair and slap her?
Just slap them in the face.
And just to wake people up, it's like, wait a minute. Listen to me. This is not how it works.
Well,
if I lived in a bad neighborhood with poor people, I'm not going to rob the same poor people and rob the same shit.
Right.
I'm going to a nice neighborhood.
You got the same shit they got.
Wake up, listeners. Wake up, everybody.
It's unbelievable. And it's just that normalcy bias. It can't happen here because we paid a lot of money for this house.
Yeah. We have police.
Yeah. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer. So last week you talked about a buddy of yours from Wayne who got his house broken into?
Peter Mitas. They broke in, smashed and grabbed, ran up to the master bedroom, grabbed a handful of stuff. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? If someone breaks into your house, ruins a door, $1,500 to fix the door. If they ruin the door, break in and steal personal belongings and family jewels and baubles and grandma's tarantula, brooch or whatever.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you expect a police report to say breaking and entering or robbery or burglary?
Or home invasion. Oh, wait, that doesn't exist.
His police report from Wayne said criminal trespass.
Criminal trespass.
So wake up, people. Your police departments are cooking the books.
Yep, they're downgrading again.
We don't have crime. We only have trespassers and mischievous people, criminal mischief.
Right. Well, like the cops around here say that they're being forced to really downgrade the stuff by the upper echelon and the suits.
Yep. By the way, Waldorf Chiropractic is one of our sponsors. Dr. Eric is going to be at our NRA dinner, and I'm going to talk about the NRA dinner later. If you live within a 60-70 mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey, Waldorf, W-A-L-D-O-R-F, C-H-I-R-O, WaldorfCairo.com. It's Eric Waldorf and Company, family-owned business, pro-2A guy, best chiropractor I ever met. He adjusts me every time I see him. He has that Vulcan thing where he just squeezes and I just fall on the floor. You want to check him out. He's offering a free thermal image scan to everybody that goes in and mentions NJ2AS, Gun for Hire, or Gun for Hire Radio. So you really are NRA, by the way. And we said Doc Eric is sticking his neck out because he risks the, you know, alienating
a lot of
anti-gun
people, yeah.
But you know what? Us pro-gun people, we have to stick together.
Right.
So you, family, friends, or anybody, if you don't need a chiropractor, you need one, believe me. Right? Doesn't he make you feel good, Sandy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Refer him to Dr. Eric. Please do our part because the sponsors are the ones that are footing the bill for this show. And without it, it'll just be me and a chia pet, and you'll never hear my ugly ass anymore.
And that's pretty much it.
I'll be out of here.
You know, one of the things I like about Dr. Eric is the fact that he is a shooter, and he knows exactly how to adjust people in order to get their balance back. So for competitive shooters, and I'd say, now you'd have to answer this, for self-defense.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. It just makes you feel so much better, loosens you up,
yeah.
Increases my flexibility. For a big guy, I move pretty stealth, and I attribute it to Dr. Eric helping me out a lot, so... beautiful job.
Yeah.
So please,
Waldorf
Cairo,
yeah.
Let him know. Send him an email and thank him for being a supporter. Get his info, post it on your Facebook friends. Spread it around a little bit. Why is everybody got to be so close-knit? We got to start being like the other side. We
yep.
got to be sticking together more
right.
and patronizing each other so we can squeeze the anti-gunners out.
Right.
Next time you go to your chiropractor, mention the Second Amendment and see
yeah,
what his
see
or
how,
her response is.
See how he reacts to it. Yeah.
If they think it's bullshit, stop giving them your money.
Right. Same thing for your doc.
Everything. Stop giving them your money. Okay? That's what I do.
Right.
I'm a single item voter, and I base everything on that. I'm fortunate. After teaching all of these years, my whole network of professional friends and family, that's all I patronize. Everything is reciprocal.
Yeah.
My dentist is a student of mine, as well as that's how I found Dr. Eric. He was a student of mine.
Right.
So we want to keep it in the family. And don't give the money to the antis. It'll just fuel more Soros shit.
Right. It makes a lot of sense. They're using our money against us otherwise.
So here's some national bad news, okay? A border agent was killed.
And another one
was shot.
Yeah.
And just like Grassley said, for the next 20 years, every time a border agent is shot or killed, we're going to be thinking if it was guns that were used by Holder in the Fast and Furious.
Right.
Now, we don't know yet. If they were used, they are tracing the firearms as we speak. But
well, there were thousands of weapons that were
there was
sent
there was thousands, and you don't know we don't know how many the ATF held back under Executive Order Obama 673912. Don't ask and get out of my face order or whatever it was. But did you see the news that broke from Univision?
I did see the news that broke from Univision, and it really ticks me off because, you know, my favorite subject is the First Amendment and all the sanitization that goes on and the twisting reporting that's done, especially in places like AP. Here it is, a Mexican television network
yep.
has to report reality with Fast and Furious.
Because they won't tell us.
Right.
The liberal media will not tell us what's going on because they're protecting our commander-in-chief and everyone else behind him, the Pelosi's and the Reeds and the Holders and the Rahm Emanuels and the Bookers and Lautenbergs. They're protected. It's going to get to a point where the American people are going to have to wake up and get pissed off. There's no real valid news source anymore.
You think radio
and the internet would have helped. It's helped a little bit, but, you know, it's only their take on what the news is. So
listen, if it wasn't for new media, you know, I say this all the time. The reason we chose new media is because new media is the future, because new media is about the truth.
Correct.
We can tell the truth here, and we are beholden to no one. We don't have a group or a board that we have to report to. Take a look at that report and you'll see the media bias from the Associated Press. Listen to how they twist things with the tiny little innuendo. They keep referring to Fast and Furious as a botched government smuggling investigation.
Mm-hmm.
This is a direct quote. Fast and Furious gun smuggling operation, which allowed people suspected of illegally buying guns for others to walk away from gun shops. No, AP, they didn't walk away from gun shops. They were told to let them go.
Correct.
They were also told to sell these guns to known criminals. And the authorities, and here, the authorities, this is in the report, quote, authorities intended to track the guns into Mexico. No, AP, they didn't. How are they going to do it? By magic?
They didn't track them at all. They could give a shit at that point.
They knew they were going to lose them right at the border.
And Jamie Zapata, or Jaime Zapata.
Jaime Zapata.
And Brian Terry are dead. And now we have a third agent is dead, 30 years old. And another younger agent that was shot in the leg and the ankle. He's recovering, by the way.
And look at how many hundreds of Mexican citizens have been murdered by these same guns, including 16 kids at a birthday party.
I want to talk more about this when we come back. United we stand, divided we fall.
With over 25 years' expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
And this segment is brought to you by New Jersey's Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.com.
You need to join. You know, I call all these listeners cheap bastards. If you live in New Jersey, you need to join. If you live outside of New Jersey, you need to join so you can help us fight people like Lautenberg from passing laws that are going to affect us nationally.
I just saw a Menendez commercial this morning.
He's
such a great guy. According to him.
He's going to be debating Carrillo's, too. That should be fun.
Yeah.
Carrillo's is going to be talking about how to run a Greek diner, and Menendez is going to be telling us how to smuggle rum, sugar, and cigars. You got to love that. New Jersey 2AS, NJ2AS.com, New Jersey Second Amendment Society, the youngest, fastest growing, most relevant Second Amendment society in New Jersey. Pro-gun all the way, have picnics, parties, monthly meetings, all kinds of guest speakers, the top 2A personalities. I mean, Alan Gura to come to New Jersey to speak.
He
was part of he argued Heller and McDonald before the Supremes.
He demand.
Okay, and for you non-gun people, not the Diana Ross in the Supremes, the Supreme Court. So $35 a year to show your support. New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Cheaper than a
back waxing.
Nice. So you cheap bastards join. So listen to this, Sandy. A cartel boss was busted carrying Fast and Furious weapons.
No.
Yes, I wanted to get back on Fast and Furious. Yep. They were a Juarez drug dealer known as El Diego. Okay. he had weapons on him from Operation Furious. Okay. Then Univision reported this too. So we got the drug lords are carrying around the guns that we allowed,
paid for.
So, you know, again, but we're surrounded by so much of tainted liberal media You'll never get it. And it's really a shame for the agents that have been killed.
It is a shame.
It's really a shame that, you know, that they're so forgotten about because the press
The press just sanitizes it because they do not want to talk about anything that their savior Obama has done wrong. Take a look at this country. I mean, look at what's going on with the election polls prior to the debate, right? They kept saying, oh, you know, it's over. It's over. Obama has such a lead, a huge lead. Statistically, it was a dead heat. 47 to 49 with a 3%, you know, margin of error is a huge lead. Seriously? I've never seen a national election so close in my entire lifetime.
You know, the election is pissing me off because they say the liberal media adds 20 points to Obama.
Right.
off the get-go.
Right.
Obama can't do anything wrong. If Obama was to trip, they'd say, oh, how cute, he tripped. If Romney was to trip, he's a bumbling idiot, he's clumsy, he can't run the country.
Well, look at Joe Biden. I mean, this guy makes more gaffes in a day.
He's actually good to have around.
Oh, he's great, just for a lot of fun.
You know, just keep putting him in front of the microphone, unscripted.
Yeah, exactly right.
I need a teleprompter.
I mean, you know, we talk about this, not that this is a political show, but right now, I think we have to talk about it. Every time we speak about politics, we get a lot of crap from a lot of our listeners who are liberal, voted for Obama. You know, look.
Sorry.
Here's the way it is. You really need to maybe spend some time looking into what this guy is all about. You know, a lot
Cloward
of...
Cloward and Piven.
Yes, exactly right. Google that, you know.
Cloward and Piven.
And Francis Fox Piven is still alive. And the guy, you know, he is not a friend of gun owners, period.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one thing that should get you to really kind of take stock of what your choices are going to be this year in the election. Everybody's saying, oh, Romney doesn't excite me, blah, 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 blah. Who cares? This is not a popularity contest. Economically, the guy is a fixer. He's a nerd. He can fix this thing. The thing that should scare the crap out of gun owners is the phrase Supreme Court Justice.
Oh, my God.
Eric Holder. What would the world look like then for him? Can you imagine that?
What is flanked by his two girls, Kagan and Sotomayor?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, my God.
Right. Can you imagine? And that's what you're headed into in the next 4 years. Between that and the UN, an open door to the UN.
You think they would play Here Come the Judge, Here Come the Judge by Flip Wilson when they walked into the courtroom or no?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's just serious. Do some homework, guys. I'm not telling you to go vote one way or the other. What I am telling you is vote. This is probably, and they say it all the time, this is an election that the country will turn on. And this really is an election that will determine our future, both as gun owners and as free citizens.
When we come back, I want to talk about Legos. Yes, Legos. We the people, you and I.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
All right, you got my interest. Legos.
No, not yet. First of all, I want to talk about Dave at Massage Therapy. Dave's getting customers from Gun for Hire Radio, and they're taking them up on the offer where you take one massage session and you get the next one half price. Dave's website is dmo.massagetherapy.com. Let me tell you something. He's great. David is great, does parties, travels with the chairs. He is going to be doing chair massages at our NRA dinner,
at
which,
the
again,
NRA
I'll be talking about that later, you cheap masters. But dmo.massagetherapy.com. Highly recommend it. You guys, you don't have to worry about sending your wife to some sexist pig. Dave is a pro two-way guy, big supporter. He'll be volunteering at the NRA dinner, by the way. He's going to be giving free chair massages, and then after he comes in from the lobby, he'll be selling raffle tickets or doing whatever. Every year, Dave does
there.
The same
he's
thing.
He's always volunteering.
Again, how could you not patronize a guy like that?
Right.
So, you know,
right.
Get over there. He takes care of my left shoulder all the time. I go to the doc for adjustments all the time, but he's in Bridgewater. David comes right here. He gives me chair massages. Unbelievable. So,
and these are guys, these are pro 2A guys who are reaching in their pocket to bring this show to you. I can't say it enough. I mean, they're great-hearted people. They're the ones making this possible. Even if you hate us, love them.
I don't care if you hate me. Now, you want to talk about Sharia law. Sharia law is the political correctness is Sharia law in the United States, right?
Yes, it is.
First thing I want all my listeners to do is go watch a segment of Toy Story and see if you can find a gun in Woody's holster. Okay? Because under yeah. Soros and under the liberal media and Hollywood people ramming shit down our throats, Woody's not allowed to have a gun.
He's got an empty holster.
Correct. But a listener of ours, Christopher Morris, he sent me this from Reuters, which is unbelievable, about this Chris Anderson, it was the reporter, about this guy who manufactures guns and bombs and explosives for Legos.
For Legos,
because
yeah.
Legos will not make guns or bombs or explosives.
No, you can make like a little Lego catapult.
Correct, but they won't make guns or bombs or explosives. All right, so what happens is this guy found a niche, and he makes these parts. His company's called Brick Arms. You got to check him out. Sandy, tell me about the disclaimer of Brick Arms.
I was rolling. His disclaimer that he has to put on this stuff is all brick arms tiny toy weapons are made of solid ABS plastic designed to be used with Lego toys. They cannot, underlined, shoot bullets and cannot be made to fire bullets in any way. Again, he says, they are a toy. T-O-Y. Toy.
Because this is what the world we live in.
How sad.
But he
so this says some shithead probably said something to him or sued him or won't let their children play with the things because they could be turned into guns, real guns.
I'm not a
teeny tiny little guns.
I'm not a Lego fan, but when I saw this, I freaked out. I went on a site. He makes AK-47s,
rocket launchers, really pretty
AR-15s,
cool. Rocket launchers.
M4s, Uzis, and everything. And think about it. That's one of the things missing. See what they're doing to our children?
Right.
They're demasculating them.
Yep.
They're like when I was a kid, you could buy water pistols in every corner store, every dollar
yep.
store. Try
yep.
to find water pistols
cap guns.
And cap guns today, ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen.
They're not. They
you
are,
might as
do
well,
not
you know
exist.
What, you young parents today with the granola and the Birkenstocks, you might as well just stick a pacifier in your boy's mouth and hand him a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
Okay?
There
you might as well hand him a Barbie doll. Because all we're doing is queering our kids up in this country.
There's more. Okay.
But we should be, listen, if I had young kids, I'd be infuriated that they can't buy Legos with a toy gun in it, that they can't buy a cap gun. Why? Because we can't run around and play, oh wait, it's politically incorrect, cowboys and Indians. It's politically incorrect, cops and robbers. You can you say army? We used to say army men.
Yeah,
you
we used
to
play
say army
men.
Persons, right? Mom, we're playing army persons, okay? Mom, we're playing Native Americans versus
just...
Caucasian Protestants. Okay? Because we can't say cops and cops are robbers. What we're really saying is the man against the innocent until proven guilty. All right, I just shit that one out.
Yes,
yeah,
they misunderstood.
My ass. All right, but look at it. I commend this guy for finding a niche. It won't be long that a kid brings something in school, and this guy is
going to be
sued out of business.
You betcha.
All right, but I want to commend him.
Yeah,
I think
and
that's
he's making a fortune
thing.
At it. It's really good. I mean, the business took off so much. In the Reuters article, he was able to quit his job. But what got me is the guy's got a CNC machine in his house. Yep. And I was like, man, I'm jealous.
I know. And he's busting out these little parts. He refuses to go to China.
I know. It's great.
It's wonderful.
It's fantastic. Yep. This is what America is all about. It should be about not exporting Chevy Volts to China to be manufactured. 7 out of 10 GM cars are now manufactured in China.
Government
Thank
Motors.
Thank you very much. Government Motors. Thank you, Mr. Obama.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know? He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone?
He's gonna do more.
How did he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey!
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
31 days to the election, folks. Your decision, freedom or free shit.
I was taught as a child in parochial school that when the teacher asks you a question, if you look down and smirk and shuffle your feet, guilty!
You're talking about last week's debate?
Unbelievable. Let's be Romney with laser vision and upright, and let's be Obama slumped over and looking down and smirking.
He didn't have his teleprompter.
He needed about 40 teleprompters. I'm telling you, if I was Obama's handlers, I would have called in an effing bomb scare 4 minutes into that debate so I could have put
mercifully
a note in his hand, okay? I would have put a note in his hand. Then you know what I would have did? The head cameraman, one of his handlers should have been standing behind the camera holding up a picture of a golf course. So he could have been looking at it with a nice smile on his face throughout the entire hour and a half debate instead of looking down on the floor like he was looking for something.
Unbelievable.
Right? You hold up Augusta, a picture of Augusta golf course. You hold it up behind the cameraman. He would have stared at it the whole time.
Would have been great.
Dude, Romney spanked him.
Absolutely.
But you know, teleprompter.
There were still 25%. What amazed me was there were 25% of the people said that Obama won that debate.
Yeah, and like 35% were undecided.
Yeah.
And then 67 people thought Romney did a great job. He just hit it back to, listen, all politicians are jackasses as far as I'm concerned. Because Romney won't be able to do 3% of what he says he's going to do. It's just nice to see that Romney, as a businessman, has public speaking skills. Obama, when the strings aren't attached.
Well, you know, also Romney's got truth on his side. Because
yes.
Obama can't really speak about his past.
Well, we got to hear the grandma story again.
Yeah, we got the grandma story.
900 times
Yeah,
now.
Like exactly right. But, you know, getting back to that 25% number, that's the same number. And it constantly comes up who actually, these are the tin hat people.
Yes.
These are the people with the flat earthers. They actually do
yes.
believe that
and
aliens walk among us.
And we have to keep hearing from Obama, government good.
Yep.
Business bad.
Yep.
Government
yep.
good, private business bad.
Right.
And he said the role of the federal government was to protect the people. That's bullshit.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that.
See, you didn't build your business.
But he said the purpose of the federal government was to protect the, the citizens. That's bullshit. That's not the federal government's role.
No, it's not.
Okay, well, they're not supposed to be there to protect us.
And it's not there to put an army up like, you know,
and
like everybody.
Why did Romney point out the Constitution and Declaration of Independence? I thought the other guy was the constitutional scholar or professor or whatever he was.
No, it's a list of negative liberties.
Obama probably looked at that blue curtain and said, that's pretty. What is that? Oh, we had one of those
it's
just
got
like
writing
that.
On it.
Yeah, we had one of those just like that in the dumpster in the White House.
Out back.
I saw it out back
we
when I went to sneak for a cigarette. I saw a thing like that on an old brownish piece of paper in the dumpster.
It's in there with that bust of Winston Churchill.
The Winston Churchill bust.
I thought we burned that crap. That's great.
We don't need that. We sent it to George Soros. He had it made into pillowcases or some shit.
But as long as we've got our Che Rivera, you know, Christmas tree ornaments, we're good.
Oh, my God. You know, it's unbelievable.
Chairman Mao.
And then what did Romney say? You're entitled to your house and your own plane, but you're not entitled to your own facts?
Yeah.
That's bad. I want to talk about something dead serious when we come back.
Dead serious?
Yes.
We'll be back. There's nothing you can do to totally prevent bad guys from doing very bad things, but you can make yourself a tough target. At home, that means building layers of security, making your home look unappealing to criminals. You can do that by installing dusk-to-dawn lighting, using big dog toys and a big dog bowl like Anthony always talks about, just inside your kitchen door, visible from the outside, reinforcing your entry doors, and planting sticker bushes beneath the ground floor windows. As for me in my house, we chose an added layer of protection surrounding our home and business, and since our zoning officer in the town frowns upon digging a moat, we chose a full protection alarm system from Prism Electronics. Dean, who owns Prism, is our personal alarm guy. He's who Anthony and I have chosen to protect our family and businesses. Now, if you're like us and you want that added layer of protection only an alarm or closed-circuit television system can bring you, be sure to call Dean at Prism Electronics. He'll come right to you, and he'll treat you right. PrismElectronics.com. And we're back.
Are we?
Yes, we are.
All right, this is very sad. In New Fairfield, Connecticut. A father shot his 15-year-old son. And I read as much information as I could, and I reached out to all my police contacts. And there's not a lot of information yet because the father is so distraught and he's over-medicated, which is understandable.
And he never found out that it was his son until a few hours later when the detectives told him.
Correct. He didn't know at the moment when he was sitting on the here's what happened. He was at the in his house, I believe, and he got a phone call, a distraught phone call from his sister next door.
Who lived next door,
that someone was trying to break into the house.
Right.
So he grabbed his gun, and he ran over next door, and there was a
confronted a guy who had
a mask
and a black outfit, and he was wielding a knife.
Mask, black outfit, and a knife, and he shot the person. And the person fell down and didn't move, and he went and sat on the sister's front step waiting for the police to arrive. And then a few hours later, he found out it was a 15-year-old son that he shot dead.
Can you imagine that?
Well, you know, I can't objectively say what happened there because we don't know all the facts yet. My heart goes out to the family because, you know, the father didn't intend to kill his son that day. But there's a lot of things to think about with confrontation. And, you know, it's so easy to second guess this. I hope, like, all the board forums across the country don't go crazy over this.
Yeah.
I was on the Connecticut forums, and people were already chiming in what they should have done or could have done or whatever. But, you know, you have to be really careful with castle doctrines and everything. And, you know, obviously he wasn't thinking of his son. He was thinking of his sister and that someone was breaking in and trying to do harm.
Yeah, masked person confronting him with a knife.
Correct. Now, my first response would have been to go there also, to run over. I would have told my wife or somebody, call 911, and then I would have ran over to the house. Hindsight is 20/20. You know, when you're thinking about it later, you'd be like, wow, when the cops pull up, they could mistake me for the bad guy outside the house.
Right.
So when we get more facts, I want to discuss this further, but there's certain things I want to think about. Obviously, the son recognized the father, so he was probably playing, and he probably ran towards him. But at 15 years old, I wonder if the father...
That's so bizarre.
Yes. I wonder if the father had the gun hidden, and the kid didn't even know the father had a gun. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what was the kid's mindset at the time? Because if he ever heard the father say, I got a gun, if anybody ever broke in, I would use it or something, that might have been a trigger. But we've all done stupid things. So I've been wrestling with this back and forth.
Right.
You know, and Detective Mac would probably say, don't go out and confront somebody at your next door neighbor's house, even if it's your sister.
That's my first thought. Because like you, I probably would be the first one out there. But having, you know, talked to Mac so many times, I would probably just now dial 911 and secure the house.
It's so hard for me to analyze this because I could see myself making those mistakes.
Yeah, sure.
It would be very easy for me to sit here and go, this is what I could have done. But all of us, you know, let's reflect. If you have time, New Fairfield, Connecticut. And, you know, Connecticut has a pretty good castle doctrine. They don't have a castle doctrine, you know, like New Jersey. New Jersey, we have the worst castle doctrine.
We have the
you know,
tower
Scott
castle
Bach
doctrine.
And everybody will say, for our home, we have a pretty good castle doctrine, but I'm not a big fan, okay? You know, you can't shoot somebody just because they're engaged in an unlawful activity. Now, the father is going to... What is the case going to be like for this guy?
Oh, my God.
Are they going to try him even for murder? Does he have to prove his justification for shooting or not shooting?
Right.
I mean, wow. I would hate to be a prosecutor on that job.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, I just hate to be a prosecutor on a job. And then, of course, we're going to find out later he was a good kid. Wow. I can't even imagine.
The circumstances are so bizarre. What is this kid doing out at 2 o'clock in the morning, dressed in all black with a ski mask and a knife?
Was he going postal?
I don't know.
Maybe he watched Scream or one of
Who
those
knows?
Friggin' movies and he was going into it. But
there's really nothing coming out about it.
Now, take it aside, if it wasn't his son, in most states that would be justified.
Right.
In New Jersey, we would have to ask Knappen or Gilbert or Bach or somebody because, you know, you left your house.
Right, you left your house. You're on your property, but you left your house, which says to me you're pursuing.
You know, but now the defense would say, my sister called distraught. Somebody was trying to break in with a mask and a knife.
Right. I was trying to make my way to her house.
I would run there because I know the cops aren't going to respond. It's a small town. They might not even have a full-time police officer or whatever.
But again, in New Jersey, if you're running off of your property onto your sister's property, you're completely unprotected.
Correct. Castle Doctrine doesn't apply there.
Yeah.
So, wow, I don't know. For you guys that live in free states, you know, it would be cut and dry. You'd still have the situation where you shot, you know, a family member. But assuming it was a stranger, it would be okay.
Right, right. It's tragic.
Still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shit bag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shit bags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shit bags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shit bags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing. Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The shitbaggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
Of the 46 states that have a castle doctrine, guess which one of the states is one of the 4 that doesn't?
Gee, let me ponder.
Now, Connecticut doesn't have a traditional stand your ground, but you have to. You cannot use deadly force if you know that you can. That it can avoid the necessity of using such force with complete safety by retreating. Okay, so again,
same as Jersey too, right?
Yeah,
you have to retreat.
The law in Connecticut would have said that if he didn't break into the door, there was no reason for the brother to run next door.
Right.
So that's how a stranglehold crippled. This is a great scenario. Let's talk about this scenario right now. I'm in my house. My sister lives in the house next door to me. There is a legitimate stranger trying to break into her house. I live in New Jersey. I grab my gun. I run over. I kill him. I'm going to jail.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay.
No question about it.
There's another lesson for all of us to think about. In one of the 46 states that have a castle doctrine, probably 35 of them or so, you would be able to use deadly force.
Right.
There's about 14 or 15 states where you still would not be able to use deadly force in that situation. So we live in a really, really bad state. So think about that scenario. And a lot of people, you know, Sandy, if your elderly father was in the driveway of your house getting beat up by a thief, if you ran outside and shot that thief, you're going to prison.
Right. In New Jersey.
In New Jersey,
yeah.
Because it didn't happen in your house. And I want some lively debate on this. People that are listening to the show, if you think differently or feel differently or find some different information, I would love to hear it. But here's the learning point. You know, we teach be prepared and refuse to be a victim and use of force in New Jersey. You need to educate your family members that you have guns, that you would use guns, what the law is and what the law isn't. I don't know the situation with this kid. Did he have mental problems? Was he normal? Was he just having fun? Was it a prank that went bad? I don't know.
But was he high?
Kids need to know the ramifications of something like that. Okay? They need to know the ramifications of something like that because they should be watching their back 24/7. And, you know, your father should be part of the plan. What most parents will do, a lot of our closet gun owners in New Jersey, their kids don't even know they have guns.
Really?
Oh, a lot of people, they keep it all banged up. I get people come and take classes like, oh, I have a 15-year-old and 14-year-old. They don't even know I have the guns. I bring them home in a lockbox. I lock them in a safe in the basement. And they don't. Yeah, people do that all the time.
Well, think about it.
Your kid goes to school. My dad owns this. My dad owns that.
Right.
A, you have to worry about the other classmates breaking in, our classmates' friends.
Right.
B, the stigma that you own guns.
Yep.
C, if something was to happen in a town of police, your son said you have guns and there was a shooting at the Pathmark today and we need to see your guns. So it's not good.
And look at, you know, one of our listeners who said that she lost 2 babysitters because the babysitter's parents of an
17, 18-year-old
said that they, you know, didn't want their kids around firearms.
Unbelievable. You know, I'm selling a lot of the Gun for Hire cigar that I got from Rolando Reyes in Honduras.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Biatches. Gun for Hire has its own cigar.
60 cal.
The 60 cal. 6 inches by 60 diameter.
Nice.
Available at Gun for Hire training facilities and smoking in Ridgefield, New Jersey. The app, Group Therapy. If you have an iPhone, iPad, or an Android, Google a search for the app's Group Therapy. Improve your shooting for $1.99, cheapies. It's like having me in your pocket
nice.
Without feeding me. How's that?
There's a benefit.
Now, we got some serious stuff to talk about. On the 13th, we have a Kali knife class in Belleville. On the 14th, we have an urban shotgun in Cedar Grove. On the 14th, we have low light pistol 2 at Cedar Grove. On the 27th and 28th, we will be at Gun for Hire South in Winslow. Urban Carbine 3, Urban Pistol 3, and Low Light 1. Don't miss that. On Monday, 10/22 in Belleville, become a range safety officer. On Sunday, 10/28, our Zombie Apocalypse charity match. All the money is going to Wounded Warrior, not just the profits. Now, I have an important announcement. We are literally 6 days away from the biggest Friends of the NRA dinner on the East Coast. Saturday night, October 13th at the Rosewood in Edison. $60 a ticket, 30 guns are being given away. Please go onto the Gun for Hire or Bullet Hole website. Please buy your tickets. We have about 100 left. I'd love to rock the house and break records for the media. Please go to our dinner, Cheap Bastards. Gun for Hire Radio will be recording. We might have you on the show. Probably not, but we might. It sounds good. All right? What are you doing on a freaking Saturday night in October, 2 weeks before Halloween?
Come have some fun.
The dinner. We have food choices. We have vegan, vegetarian, roast pig, and kosher.
Nice.
And we have prime rib, and we have fish, and we have chicken, and all
kosher
kinds of...
Kosher roast
it's
pig?
It's like going to... Kosher roast pig. It's like vegan kosher roast pig. It's like going to a wedding. Where do you see the spread we put on? If you know Gun for Hire, you know it's go big or go home. October 13th at the Rosewood. I'm out of here.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, the vegan kosher roast pig, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. See you next week. My home is a bear.